Peace, 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 peace. It's Andrew the Prom. Child, once again, how we doing, y'all? If you have a... Peace, 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 peace. It's Andrew the Promise Child. Once again, how we doing, y'all? If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, make sure you subscribe, like, share, leave a comment below. Let me know your thoughts. And yes, Coffee Talk is back. Coffee Talk is most definitely back. I'm gonna make sure I stay on top of Coffee Talk. I'm gonna make sure I stay consistent and keep pumping Coffee Talk out. I haven't done it in a little while, but just the message that I want to talk about today, right? It's so many of us that are struggling, right? Financially, physically, mentally, right? And the thing is, what I want to say is walk by faith, not by sight, right? And we hear that a lot. Like, we done heard that a lot. Like, walk by faith, not by sight, right? And a lot of us, we allow what's in front of us to define us. We allow our circumstances. We allow our problems, our bank account define us. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bank account is $0 in there, or I'm in debt, and we let that define us, or I'm homeless, or, you know what I'm saying, I have nowhere to stay, I have nowhere to go, I have no money, I can't get the things that I, and we allow what we see in front of us to define us. And the thing is, we can't allow what's in front of us to define us. We define it. You know what I'm saying? So one of the things that I like to do, right, is because I'm not financially free. You know what I'm saying? So one of the things that I like to do is go within myself, right? I don't allow what's in front of me, what people saying about me. I don't allow that to define me or even bother me. So the thing is, we got the ability to accept or reject. You know what I'm saying? We can accept our conditions, we can accept our circumstances, or we can reject it and we can work on changing it, right? And one of the things that I'm real big on is going within me, going within my own mind, how I see things. See, one of our mental faculties is imagination, right? That's one of our mental faculties. And the imagination is being used by a lot of us. We could use the imagination for good, or we could use our imagination for bad, right? What I mean by that, a lot of people use their imagination for bad. They always thinking about what could go wrong. If I do this, this is going to happen. And you know what I'm saying? They use it for negativity. Like, you know what I'm saying? They use it for lack. They use it for, you know what I'm saying, things that they shouldn't be using it for. Me, I like to go on my mind. I see myself as wealthy. You know what I'm saying? I see myself great relationships. You know what I'm saying? I see myself as happy. You know what I'm saying? I see myself as that multi-trillionaire. I see myself as that. So though my circumstances or what's in front of me may say, hey, man, you don't even have $50,000. You don't even have $10,000. You don't even have $5,000. That's what's in front of me, right? That could be in front of me, but in my mind, I'm like, no, I'm going to have a trillion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be a trillion. In my mind, I'm already dead. So where I'm going with this, you have to become what you want to be. You don't just get it. You have to become it. You know what I'm saying? You have to fantasize about it, dream about it, think about it, write it down, repeat it to yourself over and over again. I'm happy, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, and keep saying it to yourself over and over and over and over again. You have to know that the things that you want is already here. All you have to do is attract it. All you have to do is go grab it. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is put it together because it's already here. It already exists. You feel what I'm saying? The thing that you want already exists. Like, think about it. When the Wright brothers created the airplane, right? The tools was already here for them to put it together. The tools was already here. They just had to put it together. You know what I'm saying? The tools for the table was already here. They just had to put it together. The tools, the things that make up a cell phone, the things that make up a TV, the things that make up a house, anything that you could think of, this cup, anything that you could think of, the materials, the resources was already here. Just had to put it together. First, it was here. Right? First, it was here. See, and at first, in the physical, no one else can see it. No one else can see it in the physical. You know what I'm saying? But that person who walked by faith, not by sight, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Now, let's break that down. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Okay, this is the thing that I want. I know I can get it. I know I could achieve it. I know I can make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Okay, I hope for this thing. I want this thing. Evidence of things not seen. So it's already here. It's already in the mind. I already see it. I already know it's mine. I already know that I can have it. It may not be in the physical, but I know I can get it. You know what I'm saying? You got to know that you can have it. You got to have that faith that you know that you can have it. No matter what. No matter what it look like. You land on concrete right now. You land on benches right now. You bouncing back and forth from this couch to this floor. You got to know that you already got it. You got to know that you have it. You know what I'm saying? You got to know that you 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 got it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? This ain't nothing spooky. This ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, in order to be an innovator, in order to be a creator, you gotta be borderline delusional. You gotta be. Because the masses of people gonna look at you crazy. The masses of people don't walk by faith. They walk by sight. You know what I'm saying? They don't know that they can have it. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't know, hey, yo, I could put this in my mind and I could work towards getting it, or I can attract it. They don't think like, no, they live by other people's reality. They don't understand that they could change reality. So we can't think like them. So we got to think illogically. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to think unrealistically. That's how you create things. That's how you bring things into existence. You know what I'm saying? The Wright brothers wasn't thinking logically. Thomas Edison wasn't thinking logically. You know what I'm saying? Steve Jobs, which is the founder of Apple, wasn't thinking logically. You know what I'm saying? Elon Musk with the electrical cars wasn't thinking logically. Elon Musk saying going to Mars wasn't thinking logically. Jeff Bezos, with the founder of Amazon back in the 90s, talking about running an online store when it was popular to, back in those days, it was brick and mortar. That was the more popular things. This guy in the 90s was like, yo, I'm going to run an online business. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't thinking logically. The man quit his job to do this. To run a business out of his garage, he quitted a good job. You know what I'm saying? He had a good job just to go create what he created, which is Amazon, and run it in his basement. You know what I'm saying? So we let the masses of people think like right now, you think illogically and irrationally. Yo, I'm gonna get 1 trillion downloads, which sounds crazy, right? For your music. I'm gonna sell 1 billion shirts, 1 billion shirts, 5 billion shirts. It sounds crazy. That's why you got to walk by faith, not by sight. Because by sight, it says, how I'm going to do that and I only have 20 shirts. That's what happens when you do, but how I'm going to do that and I don't even have 20 downloads right now. That's why you got to have faith. That's why you got to have faith. You know what I'm saying? You got to have faith. I know it's going to happen. I got it in my mind. I breathe it. I sleep it. You know what I'm saying? I created it in my mind. I drew it on a piece of paper. Do you get what I'm saying? See, what happens is society has destroyed. It has destroyed our imagination for good, to use it for good. Society has destroyed us mentally. It has. Oh, you gotta live in reality. Only some people could be rich. Only some people could be successful. Everybody else have to work jobs that they hate. Everybody else have to get up and do the things they don't want to do every day. While only a small few really get to enjoy the fruits of this earth. While only a small few only got land on top of land on top of land. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about abundance of apples, abundance of cattle, abundance of fruits and vegetables, abundance of oil. While the rest of the people believe that they can't have these things. And there's so much land out here. But the mass media right, has convinced us that, oh, it's a shortage in this, and it's overpopulation, and it's not enough of this. If you ever been on a highway, and you look to your left, and you look to your right, it's so much land. If you ever just travel the world, you see it is so much land out here. You know, I was tripping with one of my partners, and I said, how can it be a shortage of food and new restaurants opening up every day? How can it be a shortage of food and these restaurants are mass producing, and they're able to sell to billions of people every day? Ain't no shortage. So we gotta reprogram. You know what I'm saying? We gotta reprogram. We gotta unlearn, relearn. We gotta learn how to tap back into when we was a child, when we would build them sand castles. Remember, you go to the beach and you build the sand castles, and you was looking at the sand castle like you, it's sand, but in your mind, you calling it a castle. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was a kid, me and my friends, we used to ride our bikes, right? And back then, I was like a real big into monster trucks. I used to love monster trucks when I was in elementary. Loved them, right? And what we used to do is we used to imitate the monster trucks. And we'll take our bike and we'll splash it in the water, acting like it was monster trucks. That's us using our imagination. You know what I'm saying? As we got older, they say, oh, well, you can't do that no more. That's impossible. It's time to get into the real world. But I'm like, the greatest inventors in the world, what you think? Netflix, the writers and directors of Netflix, what you think they doing? They using their imagination. The writers and directors of Disney, what you think they doing? They using their imagination. The writers and directors of Hulu, what you think they doing? They using their imagination. How you think you put a movie together? How you think you put a play together? They using their imagination. And then they use it, their imagination, they put it on paper, then they put it on screen. It go from the mind to the paper to the screen. They use their imagination. The ones who use their imagination and embrace their imagination, the ones who embrace their childlike mind, the ones who embrace that are the creators of the world, book writers, who take thoughts out of their mind, who sit there and coming up with fictional characters. What you think they doing? They using their imagination. Walk by faith, not by sight. I'm going to create this fake character. Come on, man. We know he not real. But I'm still going to create this character, and I'm going to put him or her on the screen. And then I know the person that I want to play. We can't walk by sight. We got to use what's inside of us. We got to go what's inside of us. You know what I'm saying? All the precious jewels is inside of us. You know what I'm saying? We got stars and moons in our mind. You know what I'm talking about? Like, real talk, we got stars and moons in our mind. We got oceans in our mind. You know what I mean? Like, we got recipes for food in our mind. You know what I mean? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greatness is in you. Greatness is in me. Greatness is in all of us. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody tell you you can't use your imagination to change your situation when they're using their imaginations to change their situation. People who fantasize and dreamed about building America, and look at America today. You understand what I'm saying? So I just wanted to jump on here, jump on Coffee Talk and talk to you about that. Walk by faith, not by sight. You gotta have faith, man. You gotta have faith. You gotta know that it is gonna be done. You gotta know that it's gonna happen. No matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, you gotta know. And right now, you got a YouTube channel. You might be struggling on your YouTube channel. You ain't getting the views you want. And you're allowing what's affronting you to determine your future. What's happening right now don't mean nothing. You gotta walk by faith. You gotta know now, forget this, my page is gonna grow. Forget this, I'm gonna have a website. My Patreon is gonna grow. My whatever is gonna grow. You gotta know this for yourself. It's your vision. That's why you gotta have faith. You know what I mean? Like, real talk. But if you like to order any products from me, I have smell goods, you know, body oils, wristbands, soaps, all that good stuff. Go to atpcmotivatesconstantcontactsites.com. And once again, just leave a comment below and let me know your thoughts. Peace.